With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukraine says Russia launching 45 drones in a five-hour barrage overnight. Ukrainian Air Force says it did shoot down 40 of those drones at nine different regions, including the outskirts of Kyiv. There have been no word on any casualties. Nikki Haley vowing to stay in the presidential race after her showing in two primaries last week. Greg Clugston reports.
In Nevada's primary, Haley was the only candidate listed on the ballot, and she finished in second place behind none of these candidates. It was largely a symbolic vote with no delegates at stake. It's because Nevada's Republican Party held its own caucus on Thursday, which Donald Trump won. The former president also was victorious in the U.S. Virgin Islands. But Haley said she's not going anywhere, and her campaign says it's focused on South Carolina. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, growing optimism concerning prospects for the economy, driving a record run on Wall Street with the S&P 500 starting the week at an all-time high. Here's Rich Thomason.
The diversified stock index that includes some of the best-known companies on the planet sits above 5,000 for the first time. It opens the week at 5,026. Analysts say investors' fears of a recession are fading, with growing optimism for a soft landing for the economy, with inflation brought to heel without a recession. There are also hopes that the Fed will begin cutting interest rates before too much longer, lowering the cost of borrowing. Rich Thomason reporting.
Israel's finance minister slamming a decision by the financial ratings agency Moody's to downgrade Israel's credit rating. He says the decision, quote, did not include serious economic claims. This is SRN News. A federal judge will not block a lawsuit against Yelp.
Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the popular business review platform because it insists on proclaiming that pro-life pregnancy centers use, quote, inaccurate and misleading language. Yelp asked the courts to dismiss the suit. The court refused. Paxton says, quote, Yelp cannot mislead and deceive the public. The website is widely known as an abortion supporter, which pays for its employees to go out of state for abortions to avoid pro-life laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida school districts could allow volunteer chaplains in classrooms under a bill in the legislature. Measure would give local school officials the option of bringing in chaplains to provide services and student programs under the direction of school boards. Only requirements of the chaplain participating would be a background check and having their name and religious affiliation listed on the school website. This is SRN News. Now, these guys have attended each and every one of the Super Bowls in person. They're in Las Vegas right now, trying to keep that streak alive.
The three friends say they're the final fans who can claim membership in the exclusive Never Missed a Super Bowl Club. They're Dan Christman of Maine, Gregory Eaton of Michigan, and Tom Henschel, who now splits his time between Florida and Pennsylvania. They're all in their 80s. This year would have made Eaton happy had his Detroit Lions made it to the big game. Even so, each treasures the memories of the games they've seen. As they take in Super Bowl 58, they're all hoping they could make it all the way to the 60th edition of the game 2 years from now. George Williams reporting.
Two Dartmouth players working to unionize their basketball team say other athletes from other schools have been reaching out to see if they can join. They've been bombarded with messages on social media. More details at SRNnews.com.